More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, grateful. What are you grateful for? Share it with us. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone, and a happy Monday to you. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're inviting you to call up and share, what are you grateful for? Now, you might say, now hold on a second, Popchak. Did you not get the memo that it's Monday morning?
Or have you not seen the news over the last several weeks, especially this weekend? There's so much to be depressed about. There's so much to moan about.
And we're not taking anything away from the very serious things that we are going through as a church, not taking away from the very serious situations that people are facing on the East Coast because of Hurricane Florence.
Oh, and all over the world. I mean, we have listeners everywhere. So our listeners, we pray so much for in the Philippines and Hong Kong and the China coast. This has been very up Hawaii, of course. And of course, the fires out in so many places in the West. And this has been rough for a long time, which is, I think, part of the reason we want to do this show.
Well, it's exactly the reason we want to do this show, because research consistently shows that even in the midst of very difficult times, especially in the midst of very difficult times, those who take time for gratitude, those who take time to write down the things that they are grateful for, to express their gratitude to the people in their life who have been a blessing to them, to take time to thank God for the things that He has done for them, big and small, those folks tend to be more resilient in difficult times. They tend to bounce back more readily from stressful events. They tend to maintain a more hopeful, confident posture in difficult times. And so, both for our own sakes, as well as for the sake of the gospel, we're taking some time today on this Monday morning, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this Monday morning, to ask you, what are you grateful for? Let's talk about those things that we are grateful to God for, those people in our life who have been a blessing to us, those things that someone has done for you that have made your life a little easier or more pleasant in some way. What are those things that you are truly grateful for, big or small? We want to talk about it, celebrate those things, and recognize that even in the midst of difficult times, God is good, that He is blessing us, sustaining us, lifting us up, encouraging us, and providing for us. How is God doing that for you? How are the people in your life blessing you? Let's talk about who or what you're grateful for today on More to Life. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. What are you grateful for?
And of course, if you are struggling today and you're thinking, well, then this show is not for me. I just can't find an ounce of gratitude in my heart because everything's just getting to me too much. We are always here for you if you are struggling to help you connect with some good tools and the grace of God in your life. But let's spend some time today looking and sharing about what we're grateful for, so we can take our eyes off the evil and the darkness in the world and begin to put them back on the grace of God so that we can all lift our spirits and be empowered to work for good in the world.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's not, you know, being grateful for the things that God has done or the ways that people are blessing you in your life doesn't mean ignoring the problems in your life. It's not a choice of one or the other, right? Being great, knowing how to be grateful, even in the middle of difficult times, is what enables you to do what you just said, Lisa, to approach those difficulties with grace, with confidence, with a recognition that just as God has been here for you in the past, and he is continuing to be here for you right now in this moment, God is going to continue to get you through whatever difficulties you might be facing this week or in general. So let's talk about what you're grateful for in your life, who you're grateful for, so you can sing their praises and let them know what a gift they are to you. And really acknowledge the blessings that God has brought into your day. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, you're summing up the psychology of gratitude, but what you summed up is what St. John Paul II said. He said, remember the past with gratitude, live in the present with enthusiasm, and look forward to the future with confidence. Really summing
great
up
quote.
Exactly what you said. And if we can remember those times he showed up for us in the past, remember the past with gratitude, that allows us to have the strength to ask him for the grace to do things right now that we need to do, whether it's helping flood victims or writing letters to bishops or raising our kids one more day when it's hard or struggling through that next day of work or relationship in some way. We can do it with more enthusiasm because we've looked at the past with gratitude and we ask God for the grace for now and we look forward to the future with confidence because we know that God has won the victory, that we know the end of this story, and that because we look back at our past struggles and we see, hey, he got me this far. You know, I got that meal today. He was here for me in that way. Whatever it was, we know we can have a sure and certain hope, as the church teaches us, that God will continue to come through for us in the future.
So what are you grateful for? Is there a person in your life for whom you're particularly grateful? What blessings would you like to thank God for and let other people know about? What little things do other people do for you that make a big difference in your day? For that matter, what are those answered prayers that you want to praise God for? Whatever it is, let's talk about gratitude today on More to Life and share with us and the audience what you are grateful for. Let's talk about those things there are to celebrate. 877-573-7825.
And it doesn't have to be something huge. You know, it doesn't have to be the miraculous cure. It can be those little things that God has done for you this morning or over the weekend or in the last few years of your life. Whatever it is that you can say, ah, life might be really difficult right now, but God did this for me. Let's hear about it today.
You know, in addition to all of us needing some good news these days, one of the other reasons we're talking about this is a brand new study that was published in the Journal of Psychological Science that came out of the University of Texas and University of Chicago's Schools of Business. And what they were looking at was the impact that a handwritten thank you note has on other people. In particular, this was because these were business schools doing the research. They were looking at it from a business perspective. But they were curious, you know, how much of an impact does a handwritten thank you note have, both on the recipient and on the person writing the note? And what they found were two things. First of all, that people have a tendency to significantly underestimate the positive impact that a handwritten thank you note would give to the person receiving it. And they also have a tendency to overestimate the awkwardness that the other person would feel in receiving that note.
Oh, that's funny. I never really considered that there could be an awkwardness. That's odd. I've never even looked at that. But I think my mother just ingrained it into me, and I never wanted to do it because she'd always check my handwriting and check my punctuation whenever I had to write those thank you notes as a kid. And I had an aversion to thank you notes till I became an adult and realized
that,
they were
isn't
important.
That awkward, though?
That was
that,
for me.
Yeah.
But I never thought when I send the thank you note that somebody could feel awkward.
Well,
but
I think that's what it's talking about,
they'd appreciate
it. That the study is kind of saying that the person person who's writing the note feels awkward about it and projects that awkwardness onto the other people as well. They say, oh, well, you know, this is going to feel weird. Why, I don't know if I should do this, you know. And so what they found was that, again, another reason to express our thanks no matter what, in spite of whatever awkwardness we might feel or we project onto the other person that we think they might feel, to go ahead and take that step and express that gratitude, because it has a powerful positive impact both on the recipient and the person writing the note. So we're talking today about gratitude, and you know, the theology of the body reminds us that God created us to be a gift for others. And I know, you know, you hear in the culture, well, he thinks he's God's gift to the world. I don't mean it like that. I do mean it, though, in the way that God created each and every one of us. He created you to be a blessing to others, to be his gift to the world, literally. And when you receive a gift, it's only appropriate to say thank you. You know, Christians are called to love each other. And one of the most important ways we can love each other is by reminding each person in our lives how important, how treasured, how special they really are to us. Sometimes we can feel foolish telling other people how much they mean to us, like that study was showing or that I was just mentioning. But today, maybe sharing our gratitude for each other can be one small way we can fulfill St. Paul's admonition in 1 Corinthians 4:10 to be fools for Christ. You know, take a minute, just literally a minute, to find some small way to let the people God has brought into your life know how grateful you are to them and for them. Tell your spouse, your kids, your family, friends, your coworkers, for that matter, how much you appreciate them. And don't forget to say thank you, even for those little things that others do for you, because it's a simple way you can be God's blessing to others and remind others of what a blessing they are to you.
And I have to add to that, don't forget to say it to God out loud every day, what you are grateful for, because you'll be amazed how much closer you feel to him in just moments by being able to do that.
So what are you grateful for? Is there a person in your life that you're particularly grateful for? What blessings do you want to thank God for? Are there certain little things that other people do for you that make a big difference in your life? Certain answered prayers you'd like to acknowledge? Whatever it is, let's talk about what you're grateful for today on our show titled Grateful. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns and our gratitude to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, first of all, for loving us and for being our Savior. And we thank you as well for providing for us every day, for pouring out your grace and blessing on us, for taking care of all of our needs, and for responding to our requests before they are even on our lips. Sometimes, Lord, it's hard to wait when it seems like you're delaying in answering our prayers, or when things aren't going well. We can get so caught up in all the things that are going wrong. But today, in this moment, we just want to take a moment to say thank you for all your blessings, for all your goodness, for all your grace, and for all the ways you provide for us in every moment of every day. We thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
And the name of the Father, and the Son,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So we are talking with you today about gratitude on our show titled Grateful. What are you grateful for? Share it with us. 877-573-7825.
Right now we're talking with Rick, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania.
Hey there, Rick. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you today?
Good morning. I'm very grateful for my wife. She has gone through a myriad of difficulties here in the last year and a half. Her identical twin sister, her only sibling, got cancer and died. Our daughter got cancer, and then she developed a serious illness and ended up with emergency surgery, and she was in on life support for several days. And then she developed cancer. But through all of this, she's kept a very positive attitude. And, you know, we've done our total consecration through Jesus, through Mary. And she's offered that up for our family and kids. And she reminds them all the time about this great opportunity she has to maybe enable some grace to come into their lives. So, and when one of her friends, who is not a believer, I don't think, in anything, ask, how do you keep your sanity? And she goes, well, all I know is God loves me and he's in charge. And all I can do is hold on and wait and see what he has in store for me next and what he's going to do for our lives. And that was her answer. So I'm very
you know, and it's so simple and it's so beautiful at the same time. The reality is, you know, again, I hate to go back to this, but research consistently shows that when people are prayerful and when they are grateful, especially, they tend to weather these sorts of storms much, much better than those who do not have as grateful a prayer life as your wife does. And, you know, I think you're witnessing, Rick, to the power of that kind of gratitude where we can, you know, even in difficult times, even in life-threatening circumstances that your wife is dealing with, to be able to remind ourselves of all the ways that God has been present to us along the journey. And to be confident, then, that he is with us now and will be with us moving forward. That's not always easy to do. But when we can make that effort to remind ourselves of those past blessings and the present ways that God is blessing us, even in tiny ways, it helps us not just hold on, but thrive and be a witness to others, even in the middle of our difficulties. Rick, I want to thank you for taking the time to share your story with us. We're going to add your family, your wife in particular, to our More to Life prayer list, that he would continue to sustain all of you and that he would bring her his grace and healing through this trial that you're all facing. 877-573-7825. We're certainly grateful for you today on More to Life. Give us a call and share with us. What are you grateful for? We all could take some time, could benefit from taking some time to thank God for his blessings, to acknowledge the people that are blessing us, that have blessed us in the past, and recognize the little things that make our lives different in big ways. Let's talk about it today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls about gratitude, we're going to be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. He's going to be talking with us about, well, what the theology of the body can teach us about the benefits of being grateful. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Every single day, I get to help our listeners of the Sunrise Morning Show wake up, find out what's going on in the church and the world, and then walk with them as we all seek to grow in knowledge and love of Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith. I mean, how could it get any better?
The Sunrise Morning Show with Anna Mitchell and Matt Swaim. Tomorrow morning, 6 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hello, I'm Al Cresta. Thousands of poor Guatemalan families lost everything when Volcano Fuego's eruption wiped out their villages. You can restore hope to these grieving families by supporting Cross Catholic Outreach's efforts to build simple but sturdy replacement homes in a new volcano-safe zone. The Catholic Church is strongest when it stands together. Call 866-765-4280. That's 866-765-4280. Or by visiting crosscatholic.org/volcano.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Do you want an affordable health care option that enables you to protect your family and live your Catholic faith? CMF Curo is the Catholic health care ministry that works to bring health to the whole person, spirit, mind, and body. CMF Curo allows you to share health costs with other Christians and is more affordable than health insurance. Go to mycatholichealthcare.com. That's mycatholichealthcare.com. CMF Curo, healthcare fully alive.
Countless Catholics settling for a life of faith that begins and ends with the obligatory Sunday Mass. While essential, giving just 1 hour of our lives to God can never satisfy our deep longing for a purposeful, joy-filled life. Hi, I'm Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection, and in my new book, Beyond Sunday, Becoming a 24/7 Catholic, I get real about what it takes for us to live as a Catholic every day of the week. You can purchase Beyond Sunday and the study guide at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Welcome back. We're so grateful to have you with us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, grateful. We're asking you to call up and share what are you grateful for, whether it's particular blessings that God has brought into your life or particular things that people have done for you, or just the people themselves. You know, let's take a minute in all the craziness, all the busyness of this Monday morning, all the things that are going on in the world, to remind ourselves and to remember that God is good and that life is a gift. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute is here to talk to us a little bit about what the Theology of the Body can teach us about being grateful. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Dr. Greg and Lisa. Great to be with you again.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was just saying, you know, that life is a gift, it's sometimes hard to remember that in the middle of difficulties, in the middle of just the busyness that we're constantly living in. You wanted to share a little bit about how we can begin to bring gratitude into our lives, even in the midst of all of this craziness and chaos that we're living in these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be so debilitating when we look at the macro world of things and the tension and the friction and the unrest, and it can easily trickle into the microcosm of our own daily walk and experience, which is often equally in a bit of an upheaval, I'm sure, for many of us. I think, you know, and I have this privilege of working for the Institute, and the Theology of the Body is my, you know, it's my daily bread and it's my daily meditation, but I can also get wrapped up in stuff. Thought that just popped into my head. There's a Buddhist cone, one of these little lines that you're supposed to kind of think about, and it's great. It says, by drinking a cup of green tea, I stopped the war. So ponder that for a minute. By sipping a cup of green tea, in other words, by stopping for a moment and simply enjoying the presence, the scent of the tea, taking a sip, turning everything off for a moment, I stopped the war. The micro war that can be my daily struggle with things, and the macro world in a sense too. And I think the Lord is inviting us, and the Theology of the Body really is about being awakened in our senses to where we are right now. This is our slowdown. This is a reset. We can't fix everything. And often in our own little life, we can't fix everything. But we can do one thing, and that one thing might be this little reset of a little moment where we catch a deep breath, and that can affect the quality of our day.
Well, I have to say, you know, just that idea of a deep breath is interesting enough, but our church invites us to so much more. You know, our church invites us not to just take a deep breath and try to quiet our own minds, but I know my friends and many, many other people I know are having an awfully hard time quieting their own minds these days.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go instead to the Eucharist, to the real presence of Christ, and take that moment with Him, He's not just going to quiet our minds. He has the power to change everything. And so as Catholics, we really can benefit from so much more than just a simple cup of tea and a quiet moment. We can we can change the world with a holy hour.
Of course, right. And I think those daily little things of preparing ourselves for that include those moments where we slow down. One of the classic prayers in our Catholic tradition is that the Jesus prayer, right, that centering prayer, that's Jesus Christ, have mercy on me.
Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Yeah,
sure.
Just opening the door to say, like, okay, I'm not the Savior. You know, we can fall into this Messiah complex. Like, Lord, breathe your spirit into me. Breathe your spirit of peace. And certainly being with Him, if we can at all in the day, even the drive-by on the way home from work, pulling into a chapel, the power of just being still for a moment and, yeah, drinking in. Everything around me is gift. The Eucharist is absolutely the culmination of every good gift. And we don't have to work real hard and earn that. We just have to open up and drink in that gift of mercy and love. It can change us, literally, deep down, change us.
But it takes stepping out of that craziness and really recognizing in that moment then that God has blessed us and is blessing us. And because of that, all will be right. But when we leave it up to ourselves, I think, buy into that illusion that I have to make this all work, that's what crowds out the gratitude. That's what makes us feel isolated, alone, and powerless.
And Satan loves to make us do that, right? He gets us addicted to our own stress, our anxiety, the headlines on the news, what's going on in the world, and a feeling of helplessness. But with Him, we are not helpless.
Bill, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate your insights. And, of course, if folks would like to learn more about how the Theology of the Body can help them live a more abundant life, I encourage them to go to tobinstitute.org. Thanks, Bill. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And as we head out to our break, it's time for a More to Life hack for increasing gratitude. And that's recognizing the gift.
You know, don't fall into that trap of assuming that you shouldn't say thank you to someone who's just doing their job or just doing what they're supposed to do. There are lots of people who don't do their jobs and fail to do what they should. The fact is, it takes effort to try to do what's right and to fulfill our responsibilities to one another. And that's an effort that deserves to be recognized.
You know, in a world that sees people as objects and takes, frankly, everyone for granted, we Christians, I think, have a special duty and privilege to remind each other and the world how important each and every person is in the eyes of God, and how precious a gift it is when someone does something, anything, to make our lives a little easier or more pleasant. So be that person who recognizes the gifts others are giving you today. Acknowledge everything someone does for you today with a simple thank you. And heck, throw in a smile for good measure.
Well, and I have to say, Greg, that this is a great first step to teach yourself the theology of the body or your kids the theology of the body. Because when we say thank you for even those things that people are supposed to do or is just their job, we're acknowledging that people are not things. They're not objects to be used. They're people to be loved and appreciated because they're sons and daughters of God. And that can really change the world.
Amen. So let's talk about it. What are you grateful for today? Who are you grateful for today? What blessings has God brought into your life? What little things do the people in your life do that make a big difference? Let's talk about all of that and more on today's show titled Grateful, as we look for those things to be grateful for, even in the middle, literally, of the storm, and in the middle of all the difficulties that you're facing in your week, the church is facing in its life. It's easy to get stuck in all that negativity. And we're not saying to ignore those things. We're saying to face those things with courage, with grace, and even, as Pope St. John Paul the Great said, enthusiasm. How do we do that? By remembering that God has been with us, is with us, and will be with us. And we do that through gratitude, by recognizing the blessings and acknowledging them openly. So what are you grateful for? Let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after these messages.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I usually am operating on the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I don't feel well, even when I'm annoyed, when I'm down and out. During my recovery from an automobile accident, immense numbers of people wrote to me and sent me emails, 50,000, and they told me how helpful they thought my talks on EWTN were to them. I'm delighted, but I want you to know I'm nobody's fool. The talks that were helpful, the sentences that were helpful, the phrases that were helpful came from the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, and the styrofoam packaging came from me. I did that. And styrofoam doesn't amount to very much.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
What is truth? Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, not realizing that he was looking at truth. Jesus Christ is the truth and the source of all truth. The Catholic Catechism states that man tends by nature toward the truth and that he is obliged to honor and bear witness to it. Thomas Aquinas asserts, men could not live together if there were not mutual confidence that they were being truthful with one another. Truth entails both honesty and discretion between what ought to be expressed and what ought to be kept secret. Jesus told Pilate that he had come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Thus, the Catechism states, in situations that require witness to the truth of Jesus, a Christian must profess it without equivocation, even at the sacrifice of his own life. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. God wants us to have a great marriage. It may be hard to believe that. After all, a great marriage only benefits my spouse and me, right? Wrong. God truly does want you to have a great marriage because your marriage is not just about you. God wants to change the world through your marriage. Marriage is a vocation, a ministry, a way that we live out God's grace in the world. He blesses others and calls them to Him through marriages. When you actively work on having the best marriage and family life possible, you give God the opportunity to tell the world that love that is freely given, total, faithful, and fruitful is actually possible. And it's a path to true joy. Your witness to love can and will change the world. For more tips on how to have a God-centered marriage, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
There is so much going on in the world to be concerned about, to be worried about, to be frustrated with. We're taking a break from all of that today. And we are looking at those things that we all have to be grateful for, big and small, because it is only through gratitude that we can find the courage to face our difficulties with confidence, with joy, and with hope. Because when we express our gratitude, we recognize the blessings that God has brought into our lives, the way He has provided for us in the past, delivered us in the past, and it reminds us all of His generosity in the present and His mercy for the future. So who are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? Let's talk about all of that and more today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Michelle, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, Michelle, welcome to More to Life. What are you grateful for today?
A lot, but I'm calling in mostly for God put a wonderful woman and family into our life. We are Navy, and one of the resources we get is a respite care worker because we have two autistic little boys, and the respite care worker, Miss Connie, that we have is the most amazing, wonderful woman in the world. There have been multiple times that she's just dropped everything on her own end to come and help us out when we've been in a bind or just overstressed or just in general needed a break. Like, she's the most amazing person ever. I don't know what we'd do without her.
Well, wow. God bless you, Michelle, and thank you for calling up and sharing your gratitude for Connie and all the ways that she has been a blessing in your life.
Well, and I have to say, you just snuck that in there, but can we say our gratitude to you and your whole family for the sacrifice you all make by being a Navy family and for serving our country? That, folks, is no small sacrifice. That is huge, and it's not just what the person serving is doing. The family who has to support that person and wait on that person and all of that is probably sometimes making an equal to, if not greater, sacrifice in some way. So, Michelle, thank you and your family for what you do.
What a blessing you are to us as well. Thanks again for your call. And we're taking your calls today, folks, about what you're grateful for. How has God blessed you? Who are the people that you're grateful for, that God has placed in your life? What are those things, big or small, that others have done for you that make a big difference in your day? Let's talk about those answered prayers as well. Whatever it is you're grateful for, today is an opportunity to express that gratitude. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Marie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ontario, Canada, on Sirius 130.
Hi there, Marie. Welcome more to Life. What can we do for you?
I think they got my name wrong. Driver, Ontario?
Yes.
Well, my
What's your name?
Lorraine.
Oh,
Lorraine.
Well, we're sorry.
I apologize for that. What's up, Lorraine?
I get called Marlene, everything.
Well, you know, we're grateful that you answered the call, even though we got your name wrong. What are you grateful for today, Marie? Lorraine, excuse me.
Still up there. We got to tell the guys to change it. What are you so grateful for?
I visited with you folks a while back ago, months or a year ago, about anxiety, and I hardly ever get to listen to EWTN because of my life, but I'm so glad I'm listening today. I'm very grateful for that, for starters. Dr. Greg, I read your column in the Messenger of St. Anthony. I enjoy the advice you give there. But for me, anyway, the first thing I do, my gratitude always from my heart is always for God. I wake up every morning, and no matter what, I say, thanks, God, I got another day. I tell him my plans, I make him laugh, and then we go through the day and see what happens. And at the end of the day, I thank him.
That's beautiful. It says here on the board that you make a point of trying to write down one thing every day that you're grateful for as well. Is that the case?
Here's what I do. I'm a recovering alcoholic addict for many years and in a 12-step program. But anyway, that aside, I share with people what I do is I have a can, a big can, and I have paper. And every day I write down something that happens I'm grateful for. I throw it in that can. And then some days when I'm maybe not so grateful or being anxious or upset, I'll stick my hand in that can, and I might pull out something from January 19, 2001, whatever. And, oh, my goodness, I forgot about that, and there's that gratitude. The lady Michelle, with your autistic children, we have an autistic son, and I want you to know he is 30 years old, and he went through a lot of stuff, but he lives on his own. He has a job. He's gone back to college. Wow. He has his own vehicle, got a driver's license. He can live on his own. He's doing so well.
Oh, what an encouragement to so many.
And I could go on forever, but always my gratitude to God and how he works through people like you and everybody. The list is immense.
Well, Lorraine, thank you so much for being willing to share that. And I mean, the blessings that you listed here are really inspiring, first of all. But what you do with that, you know, making a point of every day, writing down something that you're grateful for in a slip of paper, putting it in a big can, and then on those days where you're having a rough time, reaching into the can and pulling out those random blessings to be reminded of all the things that God has done for you. I mean, that's terrific. I want to encourage all of our listeners to do that because, you know, we do. We forget so many ways that God has shown up for us.
And we do.
God deserves better from us, and we deserve to be reminded of all the ways he's shown us that he loves us. What a great way, a tangible way to keep that in our hearts.
Well, I know personally, like, we have started many gratitude journals in our family, and, you know, life gets crazy, and it gets busy, and you get tired. It's something that I'm going to start doing again, like, tonight. But I know those gratitude journals are things that we've kept as a family. And as our family has grown, there's one that we started, you know, when we were trying to have children, and our oldest children were little, and we were going through really hard times. And our youngest occasionally will stumble over it and look at it, and she'll, like, start reading it aloud. And then she'll ask us about the stories that went with the prayers that were answered. And it just brings into full focus, like, wow, we were terrified through that time. We didn't know how we'd get through that time. But look, God came through in this way or that way. Or you're here because of these prayers that were answered. And look how nervous and worried we were about this thing or that thing. And it really does. It just brings into focus in a way that nothing else can, to be able to look back and really say, look at how grateful I was that night on that, you know, in that situation in that year. And it does give hope for the future. It does buoy you up. So it's a wonderful practice. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. I want to start it again tonight and just begin that. You can do it with the slips of paper. You can do it with a little notebook. You can get a big fancy notebook, whatever floats your boat. But doing it is so important. I think we've talked a lot on the show about, you know, thanking God for at least three things every night before you go to bed can really change your whole perspective and your mental health. But writing it down so that you can look back on during times of struggle, very, very, very important reminder. So thanks so much for calling in with that and for your encouragement for all the parents out there who are worried about, you know, the future of their kids and getting through the day with their kids and their struggles. We appreciate it.
That's right. Lorraine, thank you again for the call. 877-573-7825. What are you grateful for? What blessings are you thankful for? What people has God brought into your life that you'd like to thank and just recognize the gift that they are to you? 877-573-7825.
Let's go now to Rachel, who's listening in Florida on Divine Mercy Radio.
Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you today?
Oh, I just had to call us when you said, what are you grateful for? And I am grateful for many, many things that have happened in my lifetime. God has always been present and has blessed me. But now at this time, my husband passed away almost 6 years ago, and I have the most wonderful neighbors who are here always to help me.
Wow.
And they're just like my family, and my family does live far away, and I get to see them, but knowing they're just absolutely wonderful, and I can't thank them enough, which I do always thank them, but I am grateful to God and realize that they are a gift from God. I am surrounded by these wonderful people here. So I just, I'm very happy.
What a blessing that
is. That's amazing, Rachel. You don't hear that very much these days.
No, I mean, what you hear a lot of is people talking about how lonely they are and how isolated they might be. And the fact that you've been able to find that kind of supportive community to be there for you, to be almost a second family to you, really is something to be grateful for. And I think it's an inspiration to all of us to hear what you just shared and realize that, that's still possible even today to create those little communities of love in your neighborhood. And I just want to encourage all of our listeners to do something to make a connection with your neighbors, with the people around you, to indicate that you want to give that support, and maybe you get a little bit of that support back in return. But Rachel, thanks for reminding us that it's possible to have that kind of connection with our friends and with our neighbors as well. What a beautiful story. 877-573-7825. What are you grateful for today? Either to God or to the people in your life. Let's make a little list of those things that are blessings in our life that help us face the difficulties of the week, the difficulties in our lives, the difficulties in our world with courage and confidence that God, having shown up for us in so many ways before, is with us now and will carry us into the future. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Rose, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi there, Rose. Welcome to More to Life. What's up?
Yes, I had to stop what I was doing to call you because my heart just burst with gratitude to God for our parish priest. He is Christ-like in every sense of the word. He is not only, the Mass, of course, the biggest thing, but after Mass, there's countless people that will come out and ask for his blessings and or advice or whatever, and he'll stand there patiently and giving beautiful prayers for us, no matter what it is, and Sunday after Sunday. And, I think there's a lot more faithful priests. I know there are because I haven't run into one that was not myself, and I'm 77. So I just wanted to tell you that I am so grateful to God for him and for all the other faithful Catholic priests.
Thank you,
Rose. Thank you for that.
That is such an important call today because you are reminding many people that there are some great, faithful, wonderful priests out there, and they are under such a burden right now to defend all of priesthood, to keep people faithful, to take the literally, verbal assaults that are going on against them when they haven't done anything, but they're taking it because of everything that's in the news. And I think that it's really creating great saints who are willing to say, no, I'm going to be faithful to my priesthood, and yes, I will stay here and take everyone's pain and everyone's anger because of other people who have failed, and to remind us that, yes, you have a great one that always points to Jesus. Please remember to thank him. I'm sure you do, based on your personality. But I think that our faithful priests are in so much need of encouragement right now. So I thank you for calling in and reminding other people to do that.
Yeah, and listeners, if you do have a good pastor, a priest, bishop, whoever in your life, make sure you thank him for his ministry. They're really suffering.
So
now, I've read articles from pastors who say, they think twice before putting on their collar in the morning.
They're afraid to walk out the door.
I get it. I mean, these are very serious things that we're all dealing with. We have to face them seriously. We can't gloss over that. But if you have a good pastor in your life, please thank him for his ministry and encourage him in keeping up the good work, because it's a tough time to be in ministry. 877-573-7825. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're continuing to talk with you about gratitude. What are you grateful for? To whom are you grateful? What blessings has God brought into your life? What little things do the people around you do that make a big difference in your day? Let's talk about all of that today on More to Life to find a little break from all the chaos, all the crazy, all the frustration. And remember that God is bringing blessings into every moment if we just know where to look for them. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after the break.
Wings is the weekly newsletter that's packed with program info, features, and updates of all that's going on at the Global Catholic Network. Just go to EWTN.com/wings. Fill out your name and email address, and you'll start getting your wings every week. When you get yours, send it to all your friends, and they can send it to their friends. And pretty soon, we're covering the whole world with the good news about EWTN. Wings, the weekly newsletter from EWTN, the Global Catholic Network.
More to Life is underwritten in part by Charity Mobile. Communication is critical, and in today's world, your cellular service is your lifeline to family and friends. Ave Maria Radio and Charity Mobile are partners in communicating the most important message of all, the good news of Jesus Christ. Charity Mobile is a provider of cellular LTE phones and service and has been a proud supporter of Ave Maria Radio and other pro-life causes for more than 10 years. More information at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Charity begins at phone.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Countless Catholics settling for a life of faith that begins and ends with the obligatory Sunday Mass, while essential, giving just 1 hour of our lives to God can never satisfy our deep longing for a purposeful, joy-filled life. Hi, I'm Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection, and in my new book, Beyond Sunday, Becoming a 24/7 Catholic, I get real about what it takes for us to live as a Catholic every day of the week. You can purchase Beyond Sunday and the study guide at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking with you today about gratitude. You know, it's Monday, and there's a lot of stuff coming up in your week. I know that you're worried about and concerned about, you know, a million different things. But we can face all of that with a lot more confidence if we pause for a moment and remember how God has been present to us and all the people that God has placed in our life to love us and support us. We're taking some time today to recognize those things we have to be grateful for, so that we can gather our courage and confidence and face the week with real joy, knowing that God is with us through it all. What are you grateful for? Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Well, let's talk now with Karen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hey there, Karen. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
I was just calling because I wanted to say I'm very grateful to God for answering my prayer. I had been working in a field with children, and I wasn't married. I wanted to be married to have a child, and I used to get very depressed about not having any children, and I would see people with children, and I had gone back to school later in life, and I was praying that God would allow me to have a child, and at the age of 41, I got married, and in 42, I had a healthy girl who's 16 now. I just wanted to say I'm grateful
that
God
beautiful.
Answered my prayer.
Oh, Karen, thank you so much for calling and sharing that. You know, I know so many people, struggle with either infertility or finding the right person to share their life with.
Oh, so many, especially now.
And it's such a cross. And to hear stories like yours can be a real inspiration to folks. And of course, our children are always a gift, and we rarely stop to really remember that and acknowledge it. And I want to thank you for being willing to take a moment to express your gratitude for the gift of your child.
Well, I love that you're doing this, and she's 16 now, and I think that's a great reminder to a lot of parents. We get really excited, you know, when that pregnancy test comes back positive, or the day the baby's born, or the day the baby's baptized. And then there's this kind of mentality, at least in the West, that says, and then look for all the things they've done wrong and all the ways you're discontented. And
all the way my toddler keeps me up at night. Yeah, all the ways my teenager drives me crazy.
Exactly.
All the ways, yeah.
And to say, no, wait a minute. I can be as grateful today, even when this kid is rolling their eyes at me, as I was the day that they were born. And more so because we've been through more together. And it's a really great reminder of that. So thank you so much for your call.
What are you grateful for? Join the conversation today. Let's take a minute to really acknowledge those blessings, big and small, that God has brought into our life, and the blessings, big and small, that other people are to us. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sue in South Carolina.
Sue in South Carolina, welcome to More to Life. What are you grateful for?
Hello.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for calling us today. We're glad you're dry enough to call us today. What would you like to talk about today?
I wanted to share with your listeners that I am just so grateful for my relationship with Jesus. I was away from the church for 30 years, and being back in the community of the Catholic Church and all of my involvement with Catholic families has just been such a joy for me, and only could this happen through Jesus's graces, and it just means more than anything to have that relationship now.
Well, Sue, I'm so glad you had the courage to come back. You know, a lot of people who leave the church never do find their way back, and the fact that you were open to God's grace and the movement of His Holy Spirit in your life, even though you wandered away for a little while, is a real something to be grateful for, and we're grateful for you. We're grateful for your witness. We're grateful that you took some time to share your gratitude with us today and remind us of the importance and the value of holding on to God in our faith, especially in difficult times. God bless you, Sue, and thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. What are you grateful for today on our show about gratitude as we face this busy, crazy week? What are those blessings that you want to hold on to?
Let's talk now with Blanca, listening to EWTN Radio in Richmond, Texas.
Hey there, Blanca. Welcome to More to Life. What's up?
Yes. Hi, guys. I am grateful because when my husband and I got married, after 3 years, we realized we were dealing with infertility. We decided to adopt. So I am grateful that my husband opened his heart to adopt two Russian children. Our son is 19 years old now. He has autism, but he has a job. He has a car. He's maturing. He's just blossoming. Our daughter is 16, and she has some ADHD, but the same thing. She has a job. She's going to school, getting better grades. So it's been a labor of love, patience, many tears. However, I am so grateful. God is so good.
Blanca, thank you so much for your witness. We've heard now from several parents of special needs children.
Yes, we have.
And who are grateful for their children. And, of course, you are. But how wonderful it is to take a moment to acknowledge that. And
well,
what an inspiration
and what a
it
message
is to all
in,
yeah.
in the world where people say, if you're not social media perfect, you know,
yeah.
if your kids aren't getting into Harvard by the time they're two, if they don't look gorgeous, if there's not, like, if you're not the, you know, the best-selling mom at the bake sale at school, then be miserable and just sit in your misery. And so many of our parents are here to say, you don't have to be perfect. You have to know how to love each other. You just have to be family and love each other and get each other through the tough times, because guess what? Nobody's perfect, and all that social media stuff is a sham. And it's beautiful that you're saying, you know, this has been a blessing, continues to be a blessing, and that you're encouraging other people to know that in a world that is just so against receiving blessings in anything but a perfect package tied up with a bow. And I'm just so grateful that you're sharing that and encouraging other people, especially people who might be a little afraid today to welcome anybody who doesn't look perfect into their lives, especially a child.
You know, we have a minute left, but before we wrap up the program, I just wanted to encourage all of the listeners out there to take some time today to celebrate the people in your life. You know, is there someone you especially appreciate? Somebody who makes a difference in your life just by being who they are? When was the last time you told them how important they are to you? today, I'm just going to invite you to take a minute to actually write a little note to that person. Like, actually write it out. I know that's like sounds like something you do in the 1800s, but actually write down a little note.
You can write in your phone if you have to, but it's easier to write it down, you know, in your hand.
And give it to them. You know, you might thank them for something specific they did or for how they made you feel or just thank them for being in your life. But do let them know what a gift they are to you and how you wouldn't be the same without them. Then just drop that in the mail or leave it someplace where they can be surprised to find it later on. Look, it doesn't take a lot of effort, but you'd be surprised how much of a difference that little effort can make to just write a thank you note and to say to that person, I'm blessed by you, and I thank God for you every day. Listeners, we thank God for you every day. Thank you so much for sharing your stories with us and reminding us of all the things that there are to be grateful for, even in the middle of all the crazy, all the chaos, all the busy and frustrations of the week. It is good to take time to thank and praise God. And if you are struggling in your life in any way, we are here to help you reclaim your gratitude. Learn more about the resources we have for you at CatholicCounselors.com, including the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your life. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. Have a blessed day and a great week.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.